Hello, artists. It's Katherine Ziegler with the Acting for Your Life program, and welcome to Season 5. This is part 2 of my interview with Todd Ziegler. Todd is the Director of Communications and Content for Acting for Your Life. He is also a drummer, an actor, a director, a writer, a journalist, and a producer in his own right. We join part 2 of Todd's interview as he continues to talk about his personal and career circumstances that led to him finding more balance in life and career. And now here is part 2 of my interview with Todd Ziegler.
That's a balance of its own to find as a creative person. When has it become so overwhelming that I'm doing it to get myself out of the house, I'm doing it to get myself out of my old life situation, as opposed to letting it be the first thing that you think about when you wake up in the morning and the thing that you're excited to do?
That's very true. We hit a point, I know we talked about, where we would try to have boundaries on talking about the work side of it when it was just work. 10 o'clock every night, we're stopping talking about the theater.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's, you know, and that's just a healthy thing to do, with even if you do love it. I know that when I was had so much success, and that when I was in a really good place in terms of what I was doing, and then, you know, life got really stressful, and now we're in another really good place. Sometimes you do just have to say, no more work talk, no more work, no more theater, no more film, no more whatever. I just need to be a person for a little while, because again, we're more than just the art we create. And although that I think so many other professions, and it's so easy for other professions and people that do other jobs to be able to leave work at work, but when you're creative, you can't leave your brain someplace else. You know, it stays with you. And so to be able to say, you know, and I was so proud of you in that moment, I was proud of us to be able to say, you know what, we just need to take a break. There needs to be a break built in here. But as all breaks come and go, and all creative people need to keep creating, there was a time when it was time to start getting back to work again and start to think about what was going to happen next. And here came Acting for Your Life and your involvement with that just a little bit more. What has that transition been like for you to go from all of these different phases of life to now taking on the role as a voice of authority for your experience and what you've been through, and also leading other artists in the way that you do?
Well, it's been a little dip your toe in the cold water, a little trepidation of do I really have experience and authority to speak to the kind of training and the kind of leadership and advice we try to offer artists. But it's also been refreshing to look back on the totality of the last 10, 15, however many years of my life and go, you know what, I've accumulated a lot of experience, a lot of practical knowledge that is very, very common. And from a perspective of somebody who was a director, artist, or director who's been in positions of authority, to be able to speak to artists about and actors about what you want to be successful pursuing your career, I think I do have a lot of advice I can give. Mm-hmm. Being a student of yours and knowing what you have to teach people, we found a lot of common ground, I think, of, yeah, that's exactly what I would say, what you're telling me. So it was a transition, but it was in a way very, very validating to step back, take a breath, and realize, yeah, I've put a lot into this, and I have a lot to share. Mm-hmm. Because, like you said, it's great. It's always important to step back and take a breath and realize you're a person, too. And having seen so many people not be able to do that, to struggle and throw themselves whole hog in on the artistic side and make that their entire life for not as much payoff as you would want for that much commitment, sometimes you need that voice to step in and say, hey, there's a better way. And so far, the response to some of what I've had to put out there with the blogs or with what I've been able to tell people in workshops has been great to know, hey, we all know what we're thinking here. It's just I'm finally glad somebody's saying it out loud. Now let's pursue this thought and let's revolutionize the way we talk about actor training and the way we run our careers and our lives.
You know, and again, speaking to the other artists who, with what you're saying, is really ringing true in terms of giving yourself some validation and knowing that your experience is important. Creative people tend to really discount their experience because we live in a culture where if you're creating art, if you're an artist, you have to suffer in order to create great art. And then from that suffering comes your art, but you don't become an authority on that art form because you're always learning and you're continuing to share your stories. it's important to know, and for all of you out there, all of your experiences are so important, and sharing the experiences, and that's one reason why I love the podcast and why I love hearing your story, because sharing our experiences and saying, hey, I've had experience in this, and this is my idea, gives us the opportunity to really create a dialogue between artists that I think has existed in small circles, but I think with the podcast, and especially now with your blog, we're able to reach a lot more people and expand that conversation and say, hey, you know, here's an idea. What do you think about it? And to be able to have a platform by which we can agree to disagree, we can agree to have arguments at times, but it helps just expand and make what we do as artists even that much more valid because we're hearing all of these different points of view.
Definitely. And coming up here to Louisville like I did, I was on a corporate track for a corporate vice presidential level job. The jobs I've had since then have all been in an office setting and all that. And I can say, looking at it from that side of things, from that side of the working world to artists in the artistic working world, everyone is winging it. Everyone is sort of making it up as they go along. Best practices happen, and then they get thrown out the window. So we're all kind of having to have these conversations one way or the other. And I think that's an important perspective that hopefully I'm bringing to it. Hopefully we're getting out there as well, is about the professionalist side of being an artist, is that you can look at it as I'm a starving artist and I have to do this, suffer for my art and all that, or look at it as I am a professional in an industry and I'm always looking to better myself and do the best job that I can do to create the product that I'm trying to create. All that sounds like really, really boring office talk, and it's kind of scary, but it's an important perspective to have, and mm-hmm. and to not discount yourself as just another artist. What we do is as valuable as anything, and we deserve compensation and recognition and respect for what we do because it's as important as anything out there, even probably more so.
Mm-hmm. And I think you have to be comfortable with what your compensation entails. So if you are someone who wants to do community theater and wants to do independent film and you don't need to be paid and you're doing it for the sake of creating art, that's one thing and that's wonderful. If you're someone who is out there like the majority of our podcast listeners who wants to go out there and who wants to make a living and who wants to have a sustainable career doing what they love, there is a system to it and it is a business. You know, you said that this sounds like a lot of business corporate talk. It's a business. It's the entertainment business, as you very well know. And so being comfortable with the fact that you have to know the ins and outs. You have to learn, like you did, how things work and diving into it and knowing what your limits are and knowing what you need from it. That's really what sets the wheel toward achieving your goals, both personally and professionally. You've got to know what you want in return, what you need in return to make it worth it. And I think that that's the point that you hit. That's the point we both hit when you got so sick and we had to decide what was going on. We had to say to ourselves, okay, what makes this worth it? And part of that was admitting, you know, the work that you do, you need to be paid for. Mm-hmm. You know, the things that you do, there needed to be more compensation than just the pleasure of doing the art form, but finding the balance with that. So it's definitely one of those lines that you walk that you have to know what your compensation needs to be, so that you can be satisfied with the work you're doing.
Absolutely. That's what we talk about. The three major points are foundation, motivation, and balance. And what I had to do and what I would encourage all artists to do and hope we are doing is taking a look at what you're doing and why you're doing it and going, why am I doing this? What is the foundation of my continuing to pursue this art form that I want to be in? People poo-poo or denigrate the idea of community theater or amateur theater or whatever. It is just as valid an art form, and amateur filmmaking is just as valid an art form as anything else. If that's what your goal is to just do it at a community level for the socialization of it, for hanging out with your friends, for scratching a role off your bucket list, that is perfectly fine and dandy. If that is what you want to do and that's what your ultimate goal is, more power to you. But if you are a career artist, if you're doing it for compensation, to hopefully make a life for yourself with it, that is just as valid too. It's just important to know why you're doing it and where you're coming from. From there, you find the motivation to know exactly how you need to do it, and that's where you begin to reach out to your peers, to people with more experience and more knowledge than you, to start learning, hey, what is the process to this? Because it is a business. how do I go about being a success in this business? So knowing where you're coming from and why you're doing it is probably first and foremost the step everyone needs to take. And stepping back really gave me the opportunity to do it and decide that this was probably the next phase for me to work with you on Acting for Your Life and realize I could probably help out and hopefully have something to tell artists out there too.
Thank you so much for sharing your story on the podcast. It seems a little weird to sit across from you and interview you as a fellow artist, but it's very rewarding to be able to do that because it always, and as every interview does, it opens my eyes to remember where we are creatively as individuals and as a couple and as a family. And so thank you for sharing that with our listeners. Appreciate it.
I'm glad I didn't just go to the bedroom and pretend to call in.
We could have done that too, yeah. But that would have been a little generic.
But it's been a pleasure and an honor, and I'm very grateful and honored and humbled to be able to share my experiences with you and to support our family and also to share with the other artists out there and let you know you're not alone. We are all doing this and we're all in this together. So let's make the best of it that we can.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Todd Ziegler, our guest for episode 1 of season 5 of the Acting for Your Life podcast. Again, we thank you for tuning in. Please check out our website and our new unlimited live online training series. It actually begins August the 17th. You can register. Registration is ongoing, and you can go to our website, actingforyourlife.com. That's acting, the number 4yourlife.com. To register, take a look at the courses that we offer. We've got a wide variety of courses that we're offering online, and of course, our live workshop series, the podcast that you're listening to now, and our new YouTube channel at AFYLTV. Again, thanks to Todd for the interview, and thanks you guys for tuning in. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends and peers who need to know that they can find balance in life and career. Now go out there and break some legs.